One of the great purposes for the Bible is to direct men and women to the help of the Lord in our time of need. Hello, I'm Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, located just north of Albany, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day today. I'm glad to have just a few minutes of your time to open the Word of God. I'm looking at Psalm 121, and if your Bible's handy, please look at it with me. I'll read it in just a moment. Its opening lines tell us that this song of ascents, song sung by Jewish pilgrims going up to Jerusalem for one of the days of worship, this psalm tells us where to look when we need help. The psalmist says this, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 121 from the ESV translation. The psalmist, whoever it was looking for help. He was on his way to Jerusalem, and he saw the hills before him, and he knew that there would be help when he arrived at the city of Jerusalem, which contained the temple of God. So he looked to the hills, and he asked, where does my help come? And he asks so that he might answer and give testimony. He declares, my help comes from the Lord. That's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the covenant name of God, Jehovah, Yahweh. This God who made those hills offers help to his people. This is a wonderful psalm, actually, even just to memorize the opening two lines. It can be of help to you in your moment of need, to direct yourself to look to the Lord for help. After these opening two verses, the psalmist gives us at least six promises or statements of help that God will provide. We'll have safe footing as he leads us. He will not let our foot slip or slide. It's not the same with the wicked. We know from Deuteronomy, that famous verse that Jonathan Edwards preached about, their foot shall slip in due time. But our Lord, who cares for his people, will not let our foot slip. And it goes on to say, he has a sleepless vigilance over us. He watches, guards, and guides us. Perhaps as I read it, you heard the word keep several times. It's summed up by the Lord taking that very title in verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. We ought to remember that. Remember who keeps us as we walk through this broken world. And as we remember who keeps us, may we keep faith in him. My help comes from the Lord. Psalm 121. Well, amen, and thanks for listening. Again, I'm Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, just north of Albany, New York, in the Capital District. You can find me online at www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. We'd love to hear from you. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day.